It's going good. We're, you know, trying to get better in every aspect of the game. Crisp up certain areas, offensively, defensively, on special teams. It's kind of about cleaning up last year's work. So we're in the middle of doing that, and it's progressing well.
You all started off so hot. What have they identified as an issue for the offense to improve on, you know, as things kind of, you know, didn't go as, you know, continue to go as they were last year?
I would say we just got to get better at being us. Don't change what we do. I think at some points last year, we got to a point where we kind of thought we needed to do something else because we got in that little slump when really we're good at what we do. Just stick to what we do and be good at that. And that's kind of what we're mainly focusing on. Like, you know, what we do is we run the ball, we play action off of it, and set up the pass game, and third down, we pick up blitzes and that kind of stuff. So we're just, you know, we're working our craft and getting better at what we do.
And the lead block in there, were you proud of the work you were able to do that landed you your first Pro Bowl bid?
Yeah, you know, that was quite an honor. You know, I couldn't have done it without my offensive line in front of me and Free behind me, and you know, with T. Cole and T. Ward filling in when they need to. And you know, we got a great team here. I'm really excited about next year, and we're just continuing to grow every week, every day.
How's life as a new father?
It's awesome. Do I have bags under my eyes still? Or he's starting to sleep a little bit more. My son's Weston. He just turned 3 months on Sunday. Fatherhood's awesome. It's, there's nothing like it.
Hey, what was the experience like at the draft? You were part of a pretty cool military tribute. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was so I was notified that I was going to be doing something with the military. Did not know to the extent, and I was introduced to the Medal of Honor recipient, and I'm like, whoa. He was about yay high, and I'm like, this is a bad dude. Like, I don't care who you are. It was really cool. And just to be selected, it was quite an honor to be the one to introduce him. I was, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was a little nervous when I did it. Everyone else was just reading off with a 75th pick, and I had, like, four sheets, and I'm like, oh, man. Let's get this right. So it all went well. Hopefully I didn't show I was too nervous, but it was definitely an honor.
We've heard from Julio about what it's like to block her next to Devontae Freeman, and you had that experience. I don't know if you're near Free still or not.
I think setup. You could hear Free anywhere in the locker room.
Any tips for Julio on how to deal with being next to him?
Just let Free be Free. I mean, he is who he is. You know, he's a big kid, but he has the best heart in the world. You know, I've learned a lot from him this year, and he's learned a lot from me. So, you know, we feed off each other, and that's kind of what this whole team is about, getting to know your brother, getting as tight as we can, as quick as we can. So we're embracing that, and we're, you know, I really think we're going in the right direction.
What's your impression of Alex Mack so far?
Dude is, like, genius. Super smart. He's a big center too. I mean, he's a big dude. You see him and wow, this guy has a presence, and not only size wise, but he has a presence in his voice and with that offensive line group. And I know they're clicking well. That was like a big jump from 2 years ago to last year, was our offensive line got tight, and it showed when we played. They played well, they played hard together, and Alex stepped in, filled a void, and they haven't lost a beat. So they're continuing to grow, and I'm excited to watch those guys. They're you know, they're on a mission to continue to prove people wrong.
You guys will be starting OTAs next week. I'm curious if anything, if this week feels different because it's the week eve of going into that, and does anything need to be different from even last year?
Yeah, we're cleaning stuff up. You know, the good part about the off-season programs is that you hit the install several times. So, you know, you hit it once, and then you hit it again, and then you go through training camp and you hit it again. So, you know, the first install was kind of quick. We just gave you a lot of information. It was you kind of soaking it and taking it, getting home, doing your homework at home. And now the second go around, they're slowing down a little bit more. And I think the young guys and everybody's starting to embrace it more. And, you know, we still have a whole other install. So it's just working on our craft, getting the minor details right that, you know, was the difference in a few games last year. Well, you know, like besides personal, you know, like I wanted to make the playoffs last year, and I wanted to make a run at the Super Bowl. Didn't happen, but moving forward, that those are still at the top of the list. And you know, like made my first Pro Bowl All Pro last year, which was awesome. Huge credit to everybody who helped me get there. And but one negative to all that was my wife was 36 weeks pregnant when the Pro Bowl happened, so she couldn't come with me, which it's kind of a bummer. My mom and dad came, so that was cool, but definitely incentive to go back is to bring my wife and my little man with me next time I go out there. So definitely something to strive for.
Hey, Pat, does the new chop block rule affect you at all?
In a sense, it could. Very rarely. I think it's more of an interior, you know, double team skinny up and, you know, somebody goes high, goes low. But it's kind of like last year. You always have to be aware when an offensive lineman has a hand on a guy, you know, you have to stay up. And there's a few gray areas last year, I know, in the running back room. I think Free had a fine where it wasn't his fault, but an offensive line threw their hand out late and touched the guy, and Free came up underneath. But it's, you know, like you got to protect guys in this league. Guys don't play long enough as it is. 3 years is not long enough. It's not a career. It's an experience, 3 years. So the more we can preserve guys playing longer, helping their families out and everything, the better.
Pastor, you brought it up, obviously, stating that you wanted to make a run at the Super Bowl. You want to go to the playoffs. It's been 3 years now for this organization. I don't know if in May you guys start thinking about it, but how much it bothers you guys, even in this early portion of the year, in May, the chip on the shoulder type mentality?
Well, I mean, it's kind of takes back to that that game against Carolina last year. You know, we went there and we were expecting to beat them that first game, and they handed it to us pretty good. That was the one game last year where we got our tails whipped, and we kind of looked ourselves in the mirror and we're like, we're not going to let that happen again. So we had a chip on our shoulder going into that game, and you know, we're kind of taking that same mentality and into this upcoming season. So you know, there were some tight games that, you know, we came close to winning, but we didn't. And you know, it's about those minor details that are going to put us over the edge. And you know, one thing that my running backs coach has really hit on is like, win the division. If you win the division, you're in the playoffs. So that's our main goal, is win a division, get in the playoffs, make a run for it.